messengers.
They're messengers of God.
And then the books, and those relate to the, primarily to the Torah, Psalms, Gospel in singular, and the Quran. And then, if there were other books, like Muslims would tend to hold out. You know, it's like the Dhammapada scripture of the Buddhists or something. You just say Allahu A'lam. God knows. I don't know. Better not to negate it because we don't know. And then the next is the messengers themselves. And there are two qualities here. One is the prophets. And the other is the messengers. Prophets are, there were, one tradition says 124,000, another tradition says 224,000. Muslims tend to say, Allahu A'lam. We know that there was a lot of them. The Quran says some of them we told you about, others we didn't tell you about. So the idea is that, Allahu A'lam. But the Quran does say every people were given a prophet. And they were sent with the tongue of the people. It is the Muslim belief that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the only universal prophet. That all of the other prophets, including Jesus, were tribal or to people. They were not sent as a global prophet. That the Muslims believe that the Prophet Muhammad was the only global messenger. And that is very strong in the Muslim belief. The prophet are given news from God. It can apply simply to themselves, or they can convey it to others. If they convey it with new addendums to a previous dispensation, then they're called messengers. In other words, if they're given some new things, if they alter the law, like Jesus would be seen as a messenger. Whereas Isaac would be seen as a prophet. Abraham is a messenger. Muhammad is a messenger. The basic rule is every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. So there's a distinction between the two. And then the fifth article of faith is what's called the qadr. And this is where we get into, debates and, you know, people go on and on. This is an unsolvable problem, but I'll just give you an idea of how the Muslims traditionally have dealt with this. Qadr is, in most books, called predestination. The actual root word means a measuring out. A measuring out. Many verses in the Quran indicate that God has measured out everything. Everything has what it needs. Everything will fulfill its quality and characteristic. From the Muslim point of view, it is the qadr of Allah, the design of the human being. We have been measured, our symmetry, how the human being emerges. It is the qadr of Allah, how the lion appears. All of these things are measured out. What is also measured out is one's provision in the world. Every human being has an appointed amount of provision. Now, it's interestingly that the Muslims generally say provision is not what you possess, but what you will use. So, for instance, Bill Gates, who is a multi-billionaire, his provision is only that which he will use. So if he has a house with 100 rooms and he only uses 3 of them, that's what has been allotted to him. The other rooms are not part of his provision. Provision is related to what you will use. And that has been predetermined. Now, the obvious question that comes to people is, if things are predetermined, then where does will come into this? Where does the human being have will? From the Muslim perspective, The first thing that is understood here is that had there not been an element of will here, then there would be no meaning to punishment and reward. It would be unfair, and this is why a child is not punished. Right? Because the child does not have free will in the sense that it does not have a full understanding of its own capacities, its volition, its ability to do harm. A child does not understand that, whereas an adult does. The feather then in relation to free will is that every human being will choose what they do in the action is the intention. So my intention in any action is what I earn. We are not judged according to the action alone. We are judged according to the intention within the heart related to the action. This is what the human being is judged upon. And the Prophet Muhammad in the first hadith in there said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Actions are by intention. Now the other thing is that the Muslims say is that no one has a sense that they're determined. There are obviously elements within our nature and our being that have a determination. I did not decide what color my skin was. I did not decide who my parents were. I did not decide where I would be raised and what language I would be given. There are definitely elements that we have no choice, and these are called wahbi. But then there are elements that we have choice, which is called kasbi, which is related to acquisition. And this is what we are taken to account for. Now, in terms of good and evil, there is a belief here in the Qadr and in the Hadith in good and evil. Now, the two words are khayr and shar, which are very important, related to acquisition. And this is what we are taken to account for. Now, in terms of good and evil, there is a belief here in the Qadr and in the Hadith in good and evil. Now, the two words are khayr and shar, which are very important,